Blog Talk Radio.
Yah's law is perfect, converting the soul. Yah's testimony sure, making wise and bold. Yah's statutes are right, rejoicing the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear Yah's clean, and ever your justice to Yah, true and right. So together, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. First and foremost, all praise to Yah, creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that in them be. Scorn is reviled, Yah's fizz be Yah, this album like fizz. Let me tell you who he is, the Almighty, El Shaddai, he who sits on high, El Elyon, the Most High, Elohim, Shimon, Yisrael, Yahweh, Eloheinu, Yahweh, Yakai. Glorify Yah, that is my job. Yah's one, arm, leg, arm, head is done. JC, Yah on the cross, so we never won. Our people calling on deities, blind, deaf, and dumb. They use with the cough, and these directives for the heat. Why my people so blind that they can't see what's right under their feet? Clear as the concrete, I'm a hunter for the lost sheep. Send it out, step a lot to the most high. Yah's testimony sure, making wise. Yah's statutes are right, rejoice in the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yeah. The fear Yah's clean, enduring forever. Yeah. The justice to Yah, true and right is all together. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, yeah. Who is our king? Yah sent us into captivity for our iniquities. And who is our judge? Yah, he'll have mercy and compassion on me. Just love him and praise him daily. Who is our lawgiver? Yah, that's the only one. No other, that's why I left the stonecutters. All of our lovers betrayed us. This is why it is Yah, and he will save us. No more following our lust. And Yah, I trust, he made my bones rise from the dust, breathed in me life. But my people hated truth, started living trite. Now we here as it is this day, destroyed. Our men lay slain in the streets, our mothers praising images of clay. And now we need to turn to Yah. He put these curses for a sign and the wonder to be displayed. God's law is perfect, converting the soul. Yah's testimony sure, making wise and bold. Yah's statutes are right, rejoicing the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear Yah's clean, enduring forever. The justice to Yah, true and right is all together. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, yeah. All my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, yeah. All my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, yeah. Praise the mighty, the holy, the only one, mighty, mighty Yah. Oh, praise Yah in the heavens, praise Yah in the heights, praise Yah all his angels, stars of light, praise Yah in the mountains, on earth and the sea, praise Yah all these kings and beasts of the deep, praise Yah all the saints, children of Israel, praise Yah you lions, praise Yah all his people as we go to Zion. Come on, all my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, all my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, all my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, Yah's law is perfect, converting your soul. Yah's testimony sure, making wise and bold. Yah's statutes are right, rejoicing the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear Yah's clean, enduring forever. The judges of Yah are true and righteous all together. All my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, all my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Hallelujah, Yah, praise Yah. Shephelah to the Most High Yah.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. Uh-huh. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh, Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down and patient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. You frighten me and now we flee from falling leaves. The glory grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we are falling victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Your belly is of the sign, forgotten that he is one. Breaking the holy ordinance, rejection of the proof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth.
God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling the Sam. Made us worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon is so astounding and gave us the Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but it's a turnstile. God's now be set the truth and things straight. Praise God. From the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fate. God give the truth a day. Great. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate. To the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your soul, y'all magnify, y'all cup is great.
Give it up for the Most High. Give it up, 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 give it up
giving glory to God, Elohim, Israel's mighty king, the one who make my heart clean, water in the stream, giving peace to my scene, no release from his dreams, needles from the fiends, hollows in the magazine, swallow to communicate, every word that God say, gotta fear him every day, trembling when I pray, I'm listening his holy way, many people they will hate, but listen never from the evil state, try to arrogance, to abominate, all pagans I consolidate, they will all meet the same fate, got them easy like cheese grates, stuff them all in the pot like you eating cheesecake, put them all to the fire, watch the piece of glittery. I can't commiserate, Yahweh for my place. Not a Yahweh when he taking bodies like Super 8. The world fitted to you, my honey to my taste.
Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Hallelujah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High. Hallelujah.
I know you always looked at me wrong. Just thought I was nothing, just a dance in a song. A gun in the hand, a slave on your land, a gold in the sand. Though I'm the perfect mold of a man. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. And welcome to another beautiful program of Nothing But the Truth. I'm your host this evening, Morey Isha Yisrael, here at the House of Israel, Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street. Here to bring you nothing but the truth of the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, and the only king, and the only redeemer and savior of Israel and the world. And Yahweh is the Elohim that has seen our affliction and that will deliver us from this land of our captivity. We're going to speak about this great Elohim this evening. We're going to magnify his name. We're going to glorify his word, and we're going to exalt his holy name by his word this evening. And what are we going to speak about? We're going to speak about, when are Yah's holy times? What time did Yah deliver Israel? Because we are in our holy season. Though many Israelites, the holy feast days at various different times, there's only one Elohim. There's only one Father. There's only one Creator. Therefore, there can only be one way. Therefore, there can only be one way. Because Yahweh, as Morey Elisha used to say, when Yahweh went up to receive the word from, when Moses went up to receive the word from Yah, he didn't come down with 10 different religions. He came down with the word of Yah, and it was the 10 commandments. And they didn't have us doing things 10 and 15 different ways. There's only one way. Go to the book of Numbers. In the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. And we begin reading at verse 14. It states, "And if a stranger sojourn with you, or whosoever be among you in your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto Yah, as ye do, so shall he do. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance forever in your generations, as ye are. So shall the stranger be before Yah. One law," verse 16, "and one
manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you. So there's only one law. There's only one ordinance, because we don't have a Elohim that deals in confusion. The Most High is not interested in confusing and bewildering his people. Yah's people, the children of Israel, are obligated to represent him as his servants. We are Yah's servants. And since we're Yah's servants, it is our duty to represent the Almighty. And Yahweh doesn't want us representing confusion, because Yahweh is not the author of confusion. Therefore, even though there are various different times, you'll see the children of Israel today keeping holy days, there still yet only remains one true holy day, holy time, amongst all the times that we do it. So even though Hebrews have kept the Passover starting around, I believe, February, I started seeing Hebrews say it was Passover. Doesn't mean that's when Passover was. I've seen Hebrews keep Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread for the last 2 months. That doesn't mean that's when it was. Yet what it does mean is that we need to know the true time that Yahweh has dedicated and delegated and ordained for his holy time. If you first go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, we're going to see what the word of Yah states, and that is all we have. See, the scriptures say in Proverbs, the 30th chapter, every word of Elohim is pure. Every word. That means if somebody gives you a word that ain't the word of the Almighty, that is not substantiated by the word of the Almighty, it's not pure. No matter how much people have invested into that word and how much people have dedicated themselves to whatever belief they have, that doesn't make it the word of the Most High. But yet, the word of the Most High is what we're about to read. And it says in Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the first verse, observe the month of Abib. Now, before we move any forward, right now we have a time. We have a certain period of time that Yahweh has just commanded us to do. And what is that period of time? He said, observe the month of Abib. Well, what is a month? You can't observe this month if you don't know what it is. There's a whole group of people that believe that the month is dictated by the moon, in the sense that whenever the moon comes out is when not only your month begins, but also your week begins. They have all the Sabbaths they keep is dictated on when the so-called moon is new. And a whole group of people believe the moon is new. Then you have a whole group of people believe the moon is new when there's a crescent. And there's various groups of people believe the moon is new when it's full. Yet this right here has nothing to do with moon. It doesn't even say moon. It says month. Observe the month of Abib. So what is a month? How do we define a month? Because we got to know what this is so we can observe it the right way. Now, I know there's dictionaries. There's the Jewish Encyclopedia. There's the Strong's Concordance. There's the Hebrew English Lexicon. And there's all kind of other dictionaries that are made for the Bible. But all of those various dictionaries are crafted by our enemies. So if we go to these various reference books, they have our enemies' ideologies in them, our enemies' thoughts and philosophies in them. And our enemies are not going to tell us the truth. As Maura Alicia used to say, as our elders in the years past used to say, if they don't treat you right, they're not going to teach you right. So why in the world would a book that references the Holy Scriptures made by our enemies teach you the proper definition of the words of the mighty Yah when they don't even believe, know, nor understand Yahweh at all? So that's not something we can go in reference. What we do have to do, what Yahweh wants us to do, what is in the book of the Most High, is we have to define Yah's word by Yahweh's word. Because Yahweh said that he has revealed all things unto us, that he has revealed unto us, he has done so, so that we may keep the law. So if you want to know what the month means and what it is, it's in the book of Yah. It's been revealed by the mighty Yah, by his word, through his servants, so that we may be able to keep the law. Meaning Yah has not put this word in here and left you to your own devices for you to figure it out yourself what it means. So what does month mean? It's very easy what it means. Observe the month of Aviv. And a month means 30 days, the space of 30 days. The word week means 7 days. And the word day is a single light period. And these definitions are all in the Holy Scriptures. Let me show you the book of Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter, just to show you the definition of month. It's 30 days. As we read earlier, there's only one law. There's only one ordinance. And let's see what happens in Deuteronomy 34 and 8, where it states, "And the children of Israel wept for Moshe in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended." Now, why did they weep 30 days? Is there any precedent that says we should weep 30 days? Is there any other time or any statute, judgment, commandment, or law that lets us know this is the precedent of why they wept 30 days? If you go to the book of Numbers, the 20th chapter, around the 28th or 29th verse, it reads here in Numbers 20, verse 29. It states, "And when all the congregation saw that Aharon was dead, they mourned for Aharon 30 days, even all the house of Israel." Now, is there a precedent for this 30-day period? Is there a law? Is there a statute? Is there a judgment? Is there an ordinance? Is there anything that points to this being something to be done? Well, yes, of course there is. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 21st chapter, and we'll see exactly what the word of Yahweh is saying. Not the word of me, or the word of you, or the word of them, but the word of Yah. And in the word of Yah, it reads in Deuteronomy 21, the 21st chapter, the 13th verse, it reads, "And she shall put the remnant of her captivity from off her, and shall remain in thine house, and bewail," which is the same as weeping, "her father and her mother a full." And if you want to know what that word full is, it's yom, which means days. "A full month." So a full days of months. A full days of a month. Or all the days of a month. A full month. And after that thou shalt go into her, and she shall and be her husband, and she shall be thy wife. So a full month are days of a month. And how many days are a month? How many days did we weep Moses? How many days did we weep for Aaron? 30 days. And how many days do you think she's going to weep her parents? 30 days, because there's only one way. There's only one law. There's only one ordinance, because there's only one Yah. So we don't have to go scouring all through the book and try to find a bunch of different things. Here's your word of the Most High and your evidence, your precedent of why it's 30 days. The word that lets you know that it's days of a month and not days of a moon, which would be something that wouldn't make sense because a moon is for your nights. But days of a month, 30 days. That's how long a month is. So when we go back to the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, and we continue to find out what time is this, we see what it says in Deuteronomy 16 and 1, where it says, observe the month, which we now know, observe these 30 days of Abib. And what is Abib? Well, it means green ears. This is what the word means. In Hebrew, it means green ears of barley. It's not telling you to go look for barley. It's not telling you to grow barley. It's not telling you to go take a plane anywhere, or a train, or a car, or a bus. It's simply telling us, Yahweh is simply letting us know to observe the month of the green ears. And if anybody has eyes, we know what time it is when the green ears grow, because it's when everything else start growing. It's the beginning. That's what happens in the beginning. Things begin to grow in the beginning of your life. You began to bud and grow in the beginning of everything. It starts to grow. So we know green ears can't be when the ground is locked, frozen, shut, with nothing growing out of it. That can't be a bead. And how do we know it's the bead is the beginning? Well, just look more on what it says. Observe the month of a bead and keep the Passover unto Yahweh thy Elohim. For in the month of Abib, Yahweh thy Elohim brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. And we're going to get into those specifics. What we see is the Passover in which we are to keep and what we're to keep. And the Passover happened in the month of Abib. So is there any scriptures that let us know when this Abib is? Well, sure there is. Go to the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. And we're talking about when or what time did Yah deliver Israel? What time did he do it? What time was it? Not just what day it was, but what time was it altogether? And this is what we're finding out, what time it was and how we know what time it was. Because it's very important. Because there's only one law. There's only one ordinance. There's only one way. Because there's only one Yah. And since there's only one, we cannot keep on going around thinking there's three and four and five different times. I can't keep your Passover and my Passover and their Passover. We got to keep Yahweh's Passover. We have to keep Yahweh's Feast of Unleavened Bread. We have to keep Yahweh's Feast of Weeks, Yahweh's Day of Blowing, Yahweh's Day of Atonement, Yahweh's Feast of Tabernacles. Not ours, but Yahweh's, because he's the Elohim. He's the power. He's the creator. He's our Father, and he's the commander. And so in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, the first verse, it reads, and Yahweh spoke unto Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month, now we've already established what the word month means. It means 30 days. So this set of 30 days, this time of 30 days, this month, where these 30 days begin, this month shall be the beginning of months, because there is a set time and there's a set number of 30-day periods. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year unto you. It's the first month. It's not only the first month of the year, it's the beginning of months, meaning this is the chief of all the months. of every month, meaning this is the top month. There's no month before this month. That's why it says it in this manner. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year unto you. So this month that Yahweh is referring to has two different roles. The first role is the chief of all the months because it's the beginning of months. So it's the chief of all the months. And then it is also the first month of the year. It's the first one. Not only is it the beginning, it's the first. Speak ye, verse 3, unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, meaning now we have to look out for the 10th day of the month. We already know this 30 days in a month, as Yahweh showed us. But now in the 10th day of this month, we have to look out for that day. It says in the 10th day of the month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. So why? Why do we need to do this? And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out of the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. Now we see what time it is. Now it's the 14th day of the same month. We need to keep this lamb. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Not only are we seeing what time of day we're doing things, we're seeing what day of the month, what date, and what time of day. And why are we doing this? Yahweh goes on to say, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses. Wherein shall ye eat it? And they shall eat the flesh that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, and your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in the haste. It is Yahweh's Passover. Well, that's what this is. This sacrifice, this roasting of the lamb at this time is Yahweh's Passover. And didn't Yahweh say in Deuteronomy 16, in one, observe the month of Abib? For in the month of Abib, you shall keep the Passover unto Yahweh. That's what it says. And this is why. And this is what time it is. It's in the beginning of months. It's in the first month. So Abib is the first month of the year. And on the 14th day of that month, at evening, we're to kill the Passover lamb. That's what we're to do. That's the time that is to be done. Now, is that February? Of course it's not February. Yahweh didn't say February. Yahweh didn't say March. And Yahweh didn't say April. Nor did he say May or any other month that is named after the heathens, deities, and kings. Yahweh said Abib. And Abib is the first month of the year. In the book of Exodus, the 13th chapter, in the 4th verse, it says, this day ye came out in the month of Abib. That's what it says. This day He came out in the month of Abib. So when is the month of Abib? It's the first month. This all happened in the first month. And then after the Passover, something else happened. See, we didn't get delivered when we ate the Passover. That's when we got saved. That's when Yahweh didn't kill us, because he was killing everybody else, all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. Yahweh slew all the firstborn. But at that time, we weren't going anywhere. And I'll show you that we didn't go anywhere. If you go back to Exodus 12, in verse 12 it says, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the Elohim of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am Yahweh. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast unto Yahweh throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." You see? We was in our houses. Yahweh passed over us. There was no going outside of the house. And there's a scripture that says exactly that. Let me find it. Yes. In chapter 12, verse 22. I'll start at 21. It says, "Then Moses called for all the children of Israel and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning." So we didn't leave outside of our house. So since we couldn't have left out of our house during Passover, that means we didn't get delivered. We didn't leave Egypt during Passover. We stayed in our houses until the morning. Now, if we're back in the book of Exodus 12, we'll continue to find out what else is going on. Let's go to verse 15, where it reads, "7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel." When is this? What time is this? And why is this? Well, let's see. Go to the book of Deuteronomy again, the 16th chapter. See what the Most High is speaking of. In Deuteronomy 16, let's go back to the first verse to see what we have been able to figure out about when did Yahweh deliver Israel. It says, "Observe the month of Abib." Now we've figured that out. The month, which is 30 days of Abib, which is the first month. So observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto Yahweh. And we know from Yahweh saying keep the Passover, it had to be the first month in the 14th day. Unto Yahweh the Elohim. "For in the month of Abib, which is the first month, Yahweh thy Elohim brought thee forth out of Egypt by night." What does that mean? What does that mean? In the first month, Yahweh brought us out of Egypt by night? Well, go to the book of Numbers and we're going to get a handle on when this happened. Because as I said, there's only one law. There's only one ordinance. There's only one way. Because there's only one Yah. And he doesn't have us coming out of Egypt for over 2 months. Just droves of people coming out. It all happened at once. And when did this happen? In Numbers, the 33rd chapter, the first verse, it reads, "These are the journeys of the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt with their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. And Moses wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the commandment of Yah," meaning Moses didn't write something of his own mind. Yahweh commanded him to write down the journeys that they took for record, so somebody can look back for record and say, this is what happened at that time. This is where we were. This is the journey we took. And Moses wrote this. And these are their journeys according to their goings out. Verse 3, "And they departed from Ramses in the first month," which we also know is Abib. That's what the first month is. So we now know in the first month we departed from Ramses, which is Abib. Because he said observe the month of Abib. Because there are things going on in the month of Abib that we need to remember. We became free. And in the month of Abib, in the first month, we departed from Ramses on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after the Passover. The children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. Meaning what? Meaning the time that we started leaving Egypt. We didn't leave Egypt yet. We just started walking. We just started taking our trip. Our first journey was when we were starting to depart from Ramses in the first month on the 15th day of the first month on the morrow, which means the next morning, the next day after the Passover, letting you know we didn't leave when Passover was going on. You couldn't leave. It's impossible that we left. When every scripture that talks about the Passover, we was in our house. And then we have the journeys that Yahweh commanded Moses to write and tell what was going on and when it was going on. It lets us know we left on a morrow, the next day, the next morning. After the Passover, the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. So why does it say in Deuteronomy 16:1 that we came out of Egypt by night? Is there a date for this night? No, there's no date for this night. But this night was so significant, we had to remember that we came out at night. What happened at night? What was going on that night? That we got to remember this night that we came out. See, we started leaving on the 15th day. And that's what these 7 days represent. When we left Egypt. Because when we left Egypt during this time, we left in haste. We didn't have time to let our dough rise. And that's why it's called the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Because the bread didn't get leavened. And leaven means fermentation. Leaven means to be soured. It also means to rise, because when it's fermented and when it's soured, it begins to rise. This process of fermentation and souring causes air bubbles to cause your dough to rise. That's what's going on. If you look up what happens during the process of souring or fermentation, this air is getting trapped inside of the product, and it's causing these bubbles to happen. But the fermentation is because of, you know, different things is going on. But it's souring. It's fermenting. It's changing the smell. It's changing the color. It's changing the product into something different. And it takes time to do that. But Yahweh said we left out in haste during this time, and we didn't have time to let our dough become leavened. So it's called the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And during this time, it began the 15th day. And we came out at night. Now we're going to dive into that deeper and deeper so we can figure out how to discern why, which time we started leaving and what time we came out, and why are each of these times special for us to remember and know when did Yah and what time did Yah deliver Israel. Because then if we consider the gravity of the situation, the great honor that Yah bestowed on us, the great wonders that Yah showed us, the great and terrible acts that Yah did, maybe we'll stop assigning these times to all kind of different times. Because then we can say this is so great that we can't just be vain with it and say, oh, it happened when I say it happened. No, this thing needs to happen, and it has happened, and it will always be remembered in Yah's word as happening at one time alone. But in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, we're in the second verse. It says, thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto Yah the Elohim of the flock and of the herd in a place which Yah shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days. Neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificed the first day at even remain all night until the morning. So the Most High wants us to be quite clear and quite specific on what is to be done at this time. After the Passover, then we have a feast for 7 days of unleavened bread. And we're not to eat any leavened bread because it's the bread of affliction. And we came out of Egypt in haste. And it's a bread of affliction because it's a great time that Yah delivered us, and we need to be humble. Do you know what we were doing at this time that Yah delivered us? We were literally walking with Yah. Let me show you that so you can understand how important it is that we know that this bread is a bread of affliction. In Exodus, the 12th or the 13th chapter, I want you to start reading in verse 17. It says in Exodus 13, verse 17, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that Elohim led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for Elohim said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. But Elohim led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, Elohim will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Succoth and the camp in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness, And Yahweh went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of the fire by night. From before, Yahweh was literally walking with us out of Egypt by the evidence of his cloud. Now go to the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, to show you how we supposed to be this bread of affliction. Micah, the 6th chapter, and just start reading in the 8th verse. In Micah, the 6th chapter, the 8th verse, it reads, "He has shewed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth Yah require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim." Now, how are you going to walk humble with your Elohim if you're not going to be low? And if you're going to be low, and we were literally walking with Yah when we came out of Egypt on the 15th day, Yahweh was with us, literally before us in a cloud, walking before us. We was following him, walking with the Most High. How are we going to have a bunch of fluffy bread making us feel risen up? And why would we remember this time? By eating fluffy bread, feeling risen up. No, this is the time to have the bread of affliction, because Yahweh is with the lowly. And it takes affliction to become humble. You can't be humble without being afflicted. And if you eat the bread of affliction, then you're going to remember humility. Remember walking with the Most High Yah. And maybe, just maybe, you'll remember to walk with Yah the whole year. So this bread of affliction is necessary at this time for 7 days. Go to Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, just to show you the exact times in Leviticus 23rd chapter. It says in the 4th verse, "These are the feasts of Yah, even a holy convocation, which ye shall proclaim in their season, in the 14th day of the first month." And what's the first month? The first month is the Abib. That's the name of the first month. As a matter of fact, it's the only month that Yahweh named, which is the month of Abib. Yahweh named it in the book of Exodus, the 13th chapter, the 4th verse. Yahweh named it in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the 1st verse. He called it the month of Abib. It's the only month out of all the 12 months that Yahweh said there is that he named by himself. There's other names that other people have gave these other months, but Yahweh himself has named the first month, the month of Abib. And in the 14th day of the first month, at even, is Yahweh's Passover. When is evening? When is evening? Evening is at the going down of the sun. How do we know that? Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter again. And it says in Deuteronomy 16, verse 6, it says, "But at the place which Yahweh the Elohim shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at even." Now, what place is this? This place is Jerusalem. That's why we don't sacrifice the Passover in America, because it is illegal, according to the word of Yah. It says that you shall sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt, at the going down of the sun, not the rising up of the moon. You don't see the moon ever mentioned here. Ever. Never has Yahweh mentioned the moon in concordance with the Passover. Throughout the entire book, Yahweh has never said anything about Passover and the lesser light that rules the night. Yet, people have been taught by our enemies. Our enemies teach us and have taught us and have lied to us to tell us that the Passover happened at a full moon. And that's not the truth. Because you weren't there to know if the moon was full, if it was raining, or anything. You wasn't even outside of your house. I mean, we wasn't outside of our house during Passover. Yahweh said, don't go outside your house. That means don't stick your head out the window. Don't go outside your house. So how are we going to know what the moon was looking like? Not only that, Yahweh just never mentioned it. Yahweh never mentioned it. Yahweh always and only throughout the scriptures has told us what time it was for Passover according to the greater light that rules the day. And in the 14th day of the first month at evening is Yahweh's Passover. Deuteronomy 16 and 6 said this is at the going down of the sun. Not when the sun is down, but when it's going down. That's when you slay the Passover. Back to Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, the 6th verse. And on the 15th day of the same month, meaning the month that was spoken of in the prior verse, which is the first month, the month of Abib, of this month, is the feast of unleavened bread unto Yah. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye shall have a holy convocation. Ye shall do no work, servile work therein. But ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yah 7 days, not 7 nights. There are no offerings, there are no sacrifices that are done at night. I haven't seen not one. All offerings and sacrifices, from what I have read and from what I have seen in the scriptures, all happen between the morning and the evening. None at night. I haven't seen a nighttime sacrifice. But 7 days shall you do this sacrifice. And in the 7th day there's a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. This is the feast of unleavened bread. And this is the time that it was in the first month, which is the month of Abib. And a month is 30 days. And it is in the beginning of your months. It's the first month of the year. So if it's Abib, which means green ears of barley, green, meaning it's not brown, meaning it's not dead, meaning it can't be during the time when nothing's growing. So just imagine, recollect in your head, all the months that something is not growing, that's not at all when Abib is. Nothing is growing. And since the year ends, and since after the year ends, vegetation ceases to grow, when does it start to grow? And as soon as this barley, this green, starts growing, that's the same time Yahweh's talking about. But he never commanded you to go and look for it, because it's going to grow the same time every year. It's not, it don't need you to find it to make sure it's growing. Barley growing wherever it's growing, however it's growing, and it's not waiting for you to look at it. Yahweh told you to observe a certain month, and this month is 30 days. And how are you going to know when this month is? Because he said to Moses in Exodus, the 12th chapter, that this month shall be the beginning of months. And when is that? It's in Genesis, the first chapter. I'm going to show you when these beginning of months are, and then I'm going to show you the night we came out of Egypt, because that is vitally important also to know what time Yahweh delivered Israel. First month, the beginning of months, in Genesis 1 and 14. It says here, and Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. This is what these lights are for. He's making these lights and he's letting you know what they're going to be for. Then he's going to go further to more specifically explain what each light is for. What are their duties? In verse 15, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Now, if you go out at night and you look in the sky, or if you go out during the day and you look in the sky, you will plainly see lights. In the daytime, you'll see the sun. In the nighttime, you'll see the moon and the stars. And these lights do surely give light upon the earth. If you go to a very low or unpopulated or what they call rural area at night, you will see how beautiful the stars light up not only the sky, but also the earth and the moon. It's not the light that the sun does to give you daylight, but it is a light that is upon the, that gives light upon the earth. Both of those lights, all three of those lights, do this thing. So we see that's one thing they're doing, giving light upon the earth. And then in verse 16, Yahweh says, and Elohim made two great lights. Yes, two great lights, because these two great lights are more magnificent than the other lights in the sky. It's not saying he only made two great lights, but what Yahweh is letting us know, he made two great lights. I meant to say, it's not saying he only made two lights. What he is saying, he made two great lights. The greater light, which means this is the greatest light. Out of the two, here's the greater. The greater light to rule the day. Now, it's the greater light because it's the brightest light. It's the most magnificent light. It's the light that is the most brilliant. And this light rules the day. Why not? Why wouldn't it? Of course it rules the day. If the word day means light, which it does, how else are you going to have it be ruled? You're going to have it be ruled by a light that is low and obscure and not bright? No, it has to be the greatest light, because this time period has to be light all over. That's what the day is. I mean, the day is light. That's obvious. Everybody knows that. The day is light. And the sun is that great light. And the lesser light, this is meaning that it's not a great light. It is a great light. It's just lesser than the lesser of the two. The lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, letting you know these stars are nowhere near as great as the two great lights. And I know people want to talk about there's a bunch of different suns and galaxies all over the place. No, there's not. Don't let people just lie to you. Yahweh made stars. And if Yahweh wanted to be a greater, more brilliant light than the great light, the greatest light, the greater light that's in our sky, he would have made that the greater light. They talking about, oh, that light's more powerful and bigger than the sun, 80 billion light years away. And you and I, you ain't never been there. You ain't never been there to see, to verify that. They talking about they got a telescope that can see 80 billion light years away. No, you don't. You're lying. You've been lying about everything. Why am I gonna believe you? You told me I came from apes, and I obviously ain't come from no apes, so I know you don't know what's brighter than what Yahweh says is the greatest light in the sky. I ain't going to believe that nonsense. You can believe it if you want to, but I'm not, because it's not the word of Yah, and every word of Elohim is pure. But he did make the stars. Let you know, these stars, they're nice and they're bright, but they're nowhere near as great as these two lights. And he set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and to rule over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And on this fourth day, lights were born. Lights were born to give light upon the earth. And they were four signs, seasons, days, and years on the earth, meaning nothing. No dates could have happened. No dates, no signs, no seasons could have happened on the earth before these lights. No months, no years, no none of that stuff could have happened before these lights, because Yahweh didn't ordain it to be so. So on this fourth day, in the first week, in the beginning of all time, Yahweh made these lights to be for signs, seasons, days, and years, which lets you know if a month is 30 days, it has to have a certain light attributed to it. And that light, because it's days, is going to be the sun. 30 days. Because all days begin in the morning, because all days are ruled by the sun, and all dates are only attached to days, never nights, because dates are always about the day, the 14th day, 14th day, the 14th day at evening, and evening is the end of the day, and morning is the beginning of the day. So all months, all years have to begin when Yahweh said he began them. And Yahweh told Moses, this is the beginning of months, the chief of the months, the first month of the year. And it had to be in the same time, the same cycle period that Yahweh made the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. It had to be the fourth day, because that's your beginning of all your months. It's the chief of all your months. That's when it began. That's when it happened. And this time is what Yahweh said is the beginning of all your months. This is when it all began. So if you know that it began from there, now all you have to do is what Yahweh said, and that's count. We have to count. And if you start counting and you listen to the word of Yah, then you will see what time it is. What did Yahweh tell you? In the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, to show you the parameters of where you're going to count. In Leviticus 25, and we'll start reading at the first verse. It says, and Yahweh spake unto Moses and Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto Yah. The land has to keep a Sabbath. This is not the weekly Sabbath. This is the land keeping the Sabbath, and this is how the land is to keep the Sabbath. Verse 3, 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather the fruit thereof. but in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for Yah. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. So now there's a Sabbath of years, and you got to number these years, just like you got to number your days in the week so you can remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Well, you got to remember the Sabbath year, because you're not to let the land do any work. And after the Sabbath year, what happens? You count from the beginning again. And since a year is 12 months, that's how what a year is, it's 12 months, and a month is 30 days, that means a year is 12 30-day periods. Now, if you count from the beginning, 30 days, 12 times, 7 times, you'll come and you'll be able to count properly, and you'll know what time it is. That's how you count Yah's years. You just got to know what parameters. See, the Gregorian calendar, they have a cycle of 400 years. You'll never be able to count that cycle because you're not going to live 400 years. So the people that made the calendar, they don't know how it ended up. They don't know if it was right or wrong, because they died before they could find out, hey, is this cycle even proper? Is it correct? Then you got the Greek calendar. It got like a 19-year cycle. And it's wrong as all get out. But Yahweh has something that's perfect, and that's 7 years, something that everybody can do. And that's 7 years. 7 years, and a year is 12 months, and a month is 30 days, and there you have it. And your count is perfect. And how do we know we got to keep this count? Well, look, go to the book of Leviticus 25, in verse 8. It says, "And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee." Why? Because he said 7 times, 7 years, and the space, which means the days of the 7 Sabbaths of years, letting you know that years are measured by days and not nights. And the space, or the days of the 7 Sabbaths of years, shall be unto thee 49 years. So you got to count this. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. So you got to count these years. In the 7 years, you got to count. And then you got to count the 7 Sabbaths of years 7 times. So if you're not keeping a count, then you're not keeping the law. And give you one more reason why you got to keep this count. It's in Deuteronomy 15. In Deuteronomy 15, in the first verse, it says, "At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth aught unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called Yahweh's release." So if you do not count 7 years, and you have a loan out there in the 7th year, and you don't count the years, you don't pay no mind to what Yahweh is saying, and you got this loan out there, you walk up to your brother and you say, "Give me my money," which is against the law also. But if you do it, you go up to your brother and say, "Give me my money," in this 7 year that you ain't paying no mind to, you breaking the commandment of the Most High. Because he said at the end of every 7 years, it shall be a release. It's called Yahweh's release. So you releasing it on behalf of the Most High. It's very important. How you going to mess that up? How you going to miss that? And why would you want to? One more scripture about this 7 years, Deuteronomy 31, just showing you there's a parameter in which you to count your years. So if you start counting, you just don't count and count and count. It's every 7 years, 7 year parameter. That means it has to go back to the beginning, because you got to start with the beginning of your months, because there is a chief month, and that is the very first month in the very first year. And that is the same month you just seen in Genesis 1 and 14. But in Deuteronomy 31, verse 10, it says, "And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before Yahweh Elohim, in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear Yahweh your Elohim, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children, which have not known anything, may hear, and learn to fear Yahweh Elohim, as long as ye live in the land whither you go over Jordan to possess it." So it's not only vitally important to know the 7 years that Yahweh has made for the Sabbath of the land, it's vitally important to know it because of the Jubilee, which is every 50 years. You got to count seven Sabbaths of years seven times, which gives you 49 years, and in the 50th year is a Jubilee. You got to know for that. That's the commandment of Yah. Also, you have to know the 7 years, because the seventh year, every 7 years, is Yahweh's release. And you cannot exact a loan from your brother or your neighbor. And you have to know every 7 years, because in the seventh year, the law is to be read before all Israel. These are four. That was four things, right? These are four very important things we must know. I think it might have been five. The Sabbath of years, the Jubilee, Yah's release. Yeah, it was five things. And the year to read the law. We have to know this. It's very important. It's the law. It's the commandment. And if you don't know it, then you're going to be out of sync. And these 12 months and these 30 days all belong in those 7 years. And that's how you're going to know what time it is. That's how we know what time it is. And then the last thing we're going to cover, dealing with what time did Yahweh deliver Israel. Go back to Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. And the first verse, it says, "Observe the month of Abib." And now we know the month is 30 days. Abib is the first month. "And keep the Passover unto Yah." The Passover is when Yahweh came and smited all the firstborn of Egypt. "And he passed over our houses, and we roasted the lamb at evening, at the going down of the sun, and we stayed in our houses all that night. So we keep the Passover unto Yahweh Elohim. For in the month, which a month is 30 days, of Abib, which is the first month, Yahweh thy Elohim brought thee forth out of Egypt by night." What is that? What time was that, and why was that? Go to the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. And yes, we're discussing what time did Yahweh deliver Israel, because this is the time of Yah's deliverance. We're right in the midst of the 7 days of Yahweh's feast, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And in Exodus chapter 12, let's start reading at verse 37. Where it says, "And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, as we read in the book of Numbers, the 33rd chapter, around the third verse. This journey began on the 15th day in the morning after the Passover, on the morrow after the Passover. The full entire journey was from Ramses to Succoth. But that doesn't mean as soon as they left Ramses, they was in Succoth. No, but this was the journey from Ramses to Succoth. About 600,000 on foot that were men, besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough, which they had brought forth out of Egypt. For it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt, and they could not tarry. Neither had they prepared for themselves any victual, meaning all they was worrying about the night before was the Passover meal. They had to kill it. They had to put the blood on the doorpost and the lintel. They had to roast the Passover. They had to eat it with their loins girded, staff in their hand, shoes on their feet, and they couldn't leave none of it until the morning. And if there was any left until the morning, they had to burn it, meaning there was no time for them to knead dough, to let dough rise, to get any other kind of food. No, they had to just go with the dough and the water, and that's the bread you ate. And if you ever put flour and water together without any other ingredients, it's flat, it's tasteless, and it is afflicting, because that's what Yahweh wanted us to have. Now, verse 40. The sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of Yahweh went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto Yah for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generation. I thought we came out the selfsame day. I thought we left the 15th day. Why is this talking about a night? But you know what I don't see? I don't see a date attached to this night, because there must have been something going on in this night that he wants us to even think about this night. If he wanted to attach a date to the night, he would have said the 15th night or the 14th night or the 16th night. But he never attaches a date to a night. All dates are attached to days. So this had to be the night after the 15th day. That's when it had to be. And we'll prove it. Go to the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter, because now we got the children of Israel on their journey between Ramses and Succoth. And in Exodus chapter 14, I'm going to expedite and go to the 16th verse of Exodus chapter 14. Remember, we left on the 15th day, and here in the 16th verse, well, I'll start at the 14th verse. It says, Yahweh shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And why did Moses say that? Because the children of Israel were leaving Egypt. And the Egyptians, especially Pharaoh, started having second thoughts and said, man, why I let them go? You know what? Let's go get them. So they hopped on their chariots and they ran out to try to get them. So as the Israelites thought they were free and clear of the Egyptians near the end of that day, leaving Egypt, they thought they were free and clear. They heard the rumbling of hooves and the rumbling and the thundering of chariot wheels. And they looked behind them and they saw the army of Pharaoh, and they became very afraid, and they said unto Moses, that, hey man, I guess there wasn't enough graves in Egypt. You want us to die in this wilderness? And that's when Moses told them, don't be afraid, Stand still and see the salvation of Yah. Yah is going to fight for you. Hold your peace. In verse 15, Yahweh said unto Moses, why are you crying unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward, but lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I will harden Pharaoh, the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Yah when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the angel of Elohim, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night, because this was going on at night. That's why this is a great night. It was gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the one other all night. And Moshe stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yahweh caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, because this happened at night. This thing, this great deliverance that has never been seen before, the whole entire Red Sea, which is not no little stream that some of these historians be trying to diminish it to. It's a great big sea that Yahweh had us cross at night. And he made this east wind all that night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them, and even off Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning, watch, because the morning is coming. And this is why it was the end of 430 years, the self same day, because the 430 years couldn't be completely over till the next morning. In the morning watch, Yahweh looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drove them heavily, in that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for Yahweh fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And Yahweh said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, and upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it, and Yahweh overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh, that they came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto their right hand and their left. Yahweh saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which Yahweh did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared Yahweh and believed Yahweh and his servant Moses. Hallelujah. And that was that's what happened that night, because it was a great night. It's a night to be much observed. This is a time to be observed. In this month, amongst this set of 30 days, the month of Abib, this first month, we are to remember the great acts of the Most High, because no one has ever done this for us before, and only Yahweh will do this for us again. And Yahweh is only the only one Elohim. and he only has one law, and he only has one ordinance. He only has one way, and this thing only happened one time. So we can't have a bunch of different times of the deliverance that Yahweh showed Israel. It only happened once, and that time is now. And we can show you and have shown you and will show you the times that Yahweh has presented before Israel, and this is the great time that Yahweh delivered Israel out of the hand of the Egyptians, out of the house of bondage, to bring us unto our own place. And it will happen again very soon. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Shalom. Hallelujah.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Lead me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, who believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy and it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.